A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My friends, welcome to the Wells Fargo Center. SmackDown has just finished. Hall of Fame is about to begin. Well, I'm whispering a little bit in case at some point someone's probably going to come and tell us to move on. But we'll just do it because we're nice people. But given that we are here and given that we are going to watch the Hall of Fame and try and do some mad ups and downs afterwards, I just thought I'd give you a what went down in case you're trying to keep track of WrestleMania weekend. But maybe you can't watch all the shows. If you're trying to watch every wrestling show this weekend, even I was on one today, and that's when you know wrestling's gone to the toilet when people are booking me on their shows. I am, of course, kidding. Now, it's a really fun angle to start SmackDown. I think it was really smart because even when we walked in, we were like, oh my gosh, the place where WrestleMania is happening and the place where all the Raw and SmackDowns are happening, they're super close. Like, I'm sure you know this if you're in the area or maybe it's well-known in America. I'm a dumb British person. I didn't know. And I thought to myself, oh, it would be nice if you can do something with that. So essentially, we have the Kevin Owens show. We're really ramping home this idea that Randy Orton and Kevin Owens are friends, so they will definitely fall out at WrestleMania. Logan Paul appears on the big screen. He's like, ha-ha, I'm at the stadium across the road. So what do KO and Randy Orton do? They go like, well, we're buddies. Let's go whoop his ass. And that's it. I mean, it's the opening thing. It went far, far longer than that. And what I really enjoy, as Kevin Owens does with all of his partners, is the relationship between them is just lovely. And it makes me feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. But it's going to be interesting how you turn that into a triple threat match, obviously, because you've got the two good guys and you've got the two bad guys. And what I think we should probably do, just turn this into a mini prediction, is Logan Paul should retain, then we should do a program between Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. I think that could be excellent. I think you could actually carry that on maybe all the way to SummerSlam if you've got a good story. But I suppose given that we were only going to muck around a little bit with the World Championship, with the Undisputed Championship at the end of the show, you can come through if you need to come through, man. It's all good. This is a Renegade production. You don't have to stand there with two idiots record something, my man. I like the fact that we actually shone a light on the United States title, because what also I would like to do coming out of WrestleMania is we've done such a good job with the Intercontinental Championship, and the US one is heading in that direction. But there's always more that we can do. I think Gunther is elevated, and I think Logan Paul could be the guy, especially because obviously SummerSlam is in wherever he's from. Cincinnati? It's going where he's from. I can't remember. I'm too damn jet lagged. Good stuff, though, and you should watch it. As was the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Now, of course, we're here. We're trying to keep track of everything. When you're at home, you can get a better idea about news stories or accidents, whatever word you want to use. Omos was the surprise entrant. You will have to let me know in the comments below. The fact that it happened during the commercial break and the fact that Phil and I watched it back, and it does look like the Creed brothers accidentally pulled the top rope down a little bit much, I don't think Omos was meant to be eliminated. Why would you bring him back after all this time? I'm not saying he was definitely going to win the thing. If you put a gun to my head, I'd say he probably was going to. It's quite a crazy thing to do. Omos will come back, and in the break, he gets eliminated by the Creeds. It probably was a mistake. It probably was an error. These things happen. If he was meant to win, that does suck. I'm a big fan of Omos. I do think he's miscast. He's a funny guy that likes anime. I think he's into fragrances or something like that. That's the kind of person we should showcase. We've seen Angry Giant since day one. I think we should actually tap into what Omos is. Well, what makes Omos Omos? All the best characters are like that when you turn yourself up to an 11. But it was good. The best part for me is when we got down to the final few and we had Otis, Ivar, and Bronson Reed. It was proper big men, slap, slap, man meat. At one point, Ivar and Bronson Reed just ran into each other. You could hear the slap. And we're very lucky to be in the media this year. Thank you very much, WWE. Appreciate that. But we could hear the slap, and we're in good seats, but we're not near the ring. And I was like, oh, my days. But if this was some kind of an audible, I liked it as well, because Ivar misses the moonsault. Bronson Reed throws him out. And given everything that happened with Bronson Reed, with the Australia shows, and the fact he has a massive upside, I thought it was cool that he got the win. And I also think, in a weird way, Ricochet got a good response on his entrance. And when he was eliminated, he got a good reaction as well. So I actually think we've rebuilt Ricochet a little bit. Obviously, he needs more momentum and needs to start getting wins. But I'm more confident than I was. And don't forget, Ricochet is absolutely amazing. This is when we got to the trick with the Logan Paul thing. Surprise! He wasn't actually at the Ford Field, whatever it's called. He was in the Wells Fargo Center. I don't know the names at all. But, of course, he sent Austin Theory and Grayson Waller to get his opponents. But as it turns out, they're the smart baby faces. They attack Logan Paul in the ring. They give him the stunner. They give him the RKO, which is another reason why I probably think he is going to win, because he was totally knocked out and he was totally dead. And these two are basically laughing at him. So I'm very excited about this match. It's Logan Paul winning. You have to have some heels win at WrestleMania so that the good guys wins feel even better. But I just love the idea of Owens versus Orton. I just do. And maybe we even turn Kevin Owens heel a little bit. Maybe it could be Randy Orton that goes heel. I have no idea, but I'm excited because both those guys can play that role. Maybe we just let the fans decide. But at this point, I was like, compared to maybe the last two SmackDowns before WrestleMania, this one felt more like a real show. And look, I get it, it's worked before. A lot of video packages in the last years, a lot of WrestleMania, and we still had that. But this one felt like there were more angles based on the non-main event programs, for lack of a better term. But I liked it a lot. And we did have some videos too. I mean, right here, Karrion Kross basically went, Bobby and Ashley, you think it's a shame that you weren't on WrestleMania last year because, you know, somebody took your spot. I don't care about your spot. They're going to have a Philadelphia Street fight. I believe it's on the Sunday night. I've told you on Ups and Downs, and I'll tell you here again, the feud hasn't necessarily clicked with me, but bells and whistles, obviously street fight, ties into hardcore, no DQ, ECW, makes all the sense in the world. I think it will be fun, right? I do think it will be fun.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
This is when we got another angle, which I'm hoping is ending with bad guys winning. So Carlito's backstage, he's with Dragon Lee. Oh my gosh, somebody's attacked Dragon Lee. Now the fact that last week Carlito did his subtle, why aren't you picking me, Ray, which we talked about, it was a little bit mean. Obviously you're going to think that Ray will pick Carlito and finally he can have his WrestleMania moment. However, this went straight into Zelina Vega versus Electra Lopez. You have to watch it for the finish alone. When Electra Lopez killed Zelina Vega with this choke bomb thing, oh my gosh, it was nuts. But the whole time, Legado del Fantasma are out, the LWO are out. Andrade then decides, oh, I'm actually with you, Rey Mysterio. And he says, I will be your partner. There was a locker room skit later on when Zelina was so damn happy because, of course, Zelina Vega and Andrade being back together, that's very cool if you're a long-term WWE fan. And then Carlito, who was dying this, he should have gone to Rey straight away, but he waited. He was like, oh, no, Dragon Lee's out in the match. Clearly thinking he was going to be put in the match. Uh-uh, not going to happen. And it goes to Andrade instead. So they should lose. They should absolutely lose. Carlito should join, turn heel. He doesn't even have to join Legado del Fantasma. Just turn on Rey. Dominic Mysterio should be the guy to pin Rey, and he gets his win back. But of course, he does it in the most pathetic way possible. I like all of this a lot. I'm a bit worried about it. Look, I love Dragon Lee. He's got a huge upside. It makes him look a bit like a chump, but we can always salvage him. And I was quite excited for him to be in a WrestleMania match, but involving Andrade and involving Carlito in this way. Look, I want those kind of turns and spins at WrestleMania. Not every match should just be clear-cut, dry, clear-cut. Give me shenanigans, give me nonsense, give me, I know, somebody shoot me out of cannon, moments that I can enjoy. So I like all of this. I think it's really good. And then look, Naomi Bianca Belair came out and they said, Damage Control, we're going to whip your ass. Jade Cargill's going to join us. The entrance is amazing live. I keep saying this. I don't care if Jade Cargill only has 3-minute matches for the rest of her life. She's such a star. It just sort of comes out of her. And you could have probably done this in half the time. Really what WWE wanted, and it was a cool visual because they look awesome together, was them all pointing at the WrestleMania sign. But Bianca Belair basically went, I'm going to beat Damage Control. And then Naomi went, you know what, I'll be Damage Control too. And then they had Jade do the entrance. She'd go, I'm going to beat Damage Control. This shouldn't go more than a few minutes. I don't mean that in a bad way, but these three, and I do love Damage Control. They've had to, I won't say fight against bad creative, but it's been quite the roller coaster journey. These three should just whoop them because we have something here. And you could even break them off quite quickly and do the Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill feud should you want. I've then had New Catch Republic versus Waller and Theory. The only reason we did this is so that they could give them the Birmingham Hammer. Interesting, the New Catch Republic won this. It makes me think they're probably not going to win one of the championships at WrestleMania because I think we're definitely splitting them. But instantly, the Judgment Day were here and they took out everyone. Now, originally, I think I'd said that I thought New Catch Republic would win one titles and the Awesome Truth would win the other ones. I now think the Awesome Truth may win one and I think Austin Theory and Grayson Waller may win the other. I don't know why. But that excites me greatly, and I think it should happen. But it was mostly there to remind you we are having the tag team ladder match. It was okay, it's fine. I enjoyed it. I really, really did. Then we had the Bayley video package. Really, really good stuff. LA Knight then came out to a massive pop, and he basically just ran the hits. He did all his catchphrases. We had 18,000 people joining in with it, and even though he basically said nothing, it was really good. Even though you don't even have to listen to what anybody says. Obviously going to be AJ Styles at WrestleMania, but any worry that he's cooled off, he's died off, he doesn't have the same kind of steam, he definitely does. I thought this was brilliant just because you get that reaction, makes you feel good in your tum-tum. One of my favorite things. Bobby Lashley, Street Profits and B-Fab then say we're going to beat Karrion Kross's team at the weekend. Don't really care who wins that match. I don't mean that in a bad way, but I don't. When we got Jey Uso versus Solo Sikoa, it was all about the ending, really. Jey Uso somehow snuck under the ring. And I look for this stuff because I'm a massive nerd and I didn't see him. So that was good stuff. And just when it looks like the bloodline's going to run wild, here comes Cody Rhodes. Here comes Seth to Cody's music. And now I'm starting to worry that Seth Rollins going to turn on him because people keep talking about it on the internet. They whip him with a Cody Rhodes weight belt so he can get some sort of revenge, even though The Rock wasn't there. Neither was Roman Reigns. And I'm going to read this. In terms of The Rock, they're going to slap and knock the ego out of him. Good line. They're going to shatter the foundation of the bloodline. Good line. And he's going to beat Roman Reigns. I would be that guy. I don't know if it came across on TV. The segment we were sat in, there were a few boos when he said that. So now I'm just getting worried about everything. But I think it's a good way. You want to end your go-home show with a babyface on top, given that I do believe night one, The Rock will beat Cody Rhodes, so we can set up that match later, and then Cody will be the champion. But yeah, definitely, if we're taking the last 3 years into the equation, this one was way better than the last two. I thought it was I want to say it was like, I'm pumped for WrestleMania, but I don't want to say it was like, I'm going to go crazy. But it did the job with maybe some matches that need a little bit more heat. So I'm a big fan of it. I was, and it certainly was more fun watching it live. And now we get to see the Hall of Fame. That's always fun. Someone told us it's only going to be an hour long. I poo-poo that right away. I mean, the speech is going to be, 5 minutes each? It's never going to happen. But yeah, good SmackDown. Check it out if you haven't already. And if you need one match to watch, I would probably just say watch LA Knight come out and get a massive pop. And it'll make you go, oh, that was cool. Or watch Cody at the end. Cody gets a massive reaction. People keep telling me he's not the guy. You're all crazy. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Click the video on the screen, which will be more WrestleMania content. Make sure you comment below and let us know what you thought of the show. And of course, we shall see you throughout the weekend.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.